Howdy, kidlets. Yes, sir. This is your old friend, Chuckleberry Huckleberry Hound. And have I got some ear-perking stories for little old you. So, kind of gather on close-like now and lean your little old heads right close to me and listen. Now, my first story I calls Yogi Bear and the Missing Elephant. Well, sir, once upon a time, I start out that away because, I mean, all good stories do, right? Right. Once upon a time, there was a famous park, see? It was known as Jellystone Park, famous for its trees, its tall mountains, and, of course, its geysers. Geysers? Them upside-down waterfalls, you know. What comes right up out of the ground? But the most popular landmark in Jellystone Park was a fantastical formation-like called Elephant Rock. But how that there fantastical rock formation happened is even stranger. It's the story of an honest two-hush puppy elephant what disappeared. Smack dab right there in Jellystone Park, never to be seen again. It all began one beautiful spring morning when a circus truck come a-barreling along the road to Jellystone Park with a poor little chubby elephant caged up in the back. When all of a sudden, one of them there guards looked back toward the cage.
What was that? Hold it, Joe. The elephant! He's gone!
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. Well, we gotta form an elephant posse or something. You think maybe he ducked into the park?
Search me. Let's ask the ranger.
Pardon me, Mac. You see an elephant go by here?
What color? Stripe? Checkered? Polka dot?
Everybody's a comic.
You mind if we have a look around, Mac?
Be my guest. Always happy to oblige. Elephants. You meet all kinds in this business.
That clown was a big help.
Yeah. What color? Stripe? Checkered? Polka dot?
These parks bug me. Too many trees.
Who needs trees?
All them thar circus guards could see was trees, trees, trees. But you know what? Behind one of them was that poor pachydermy, just as scared as all get out and just awaiting his chance. The minute them thar old circus fellers turned their heads, he was off and running.
There he goes!
Follow that elephant.
Halt! Halt, you pesky pachyderm! He just, disappeared.
Yeah, you can't see the elephant for the trees.
Well, sir, there they was, a-looking all around, and all the time, that little old elephant was playing another trick. He was hiding himself all over with leaves and branches and making out like he was a tree.
I gotta start wearing bifocals.
Likewise.
And when they both turned their heads for a minute, zip! Our little old elephant shot for the nearest hiding place, which just happened to be... guess what? Yep, Yogi Bear's cave. Well, afore you could say how many grits, that elephant zipped inside that there cave and was hiding under Yogi's bed, with old Yogi sound asleep in it and snoring like a buzzsaw, while outside, them circus guards were getting closer and closer.
How could we lose an elephant?
It ain't easy.
Have faith, Melvin. We'll find him.
Well, sir, inside that there cave was a sight to see for sure. That little scared elephant was just trembling and shaking under Yogi's bed. Only trouble was, the poor little feller was so fat that Yogi in his bed was slow-like being lifted clean up to the ceiling. Now, let's just hope Yogi don't wake up and hop out of that bed or whammo! Uh-oh, sure enough. Look there at that there Yogi Bear. He's waking up. Wouldn't you just know? I can't hardly watch this. Can you?